And didn't have a, what about the parts of the wagon? You know, what'd you call, like, say, when you had a, the horse or something that the traces were hitched to?
Yeah, and you had a long tongue, and then you have one horse over here and one over here hitched to some traces, and then the tongue out there come up, chain run around it there. Butted breast chain come around, hooked into the hangs on each one of them, and you had some lines and drive.
Yeah, did you have a piece of wood, you know, that would
hold that
some traces?
Yeah, you have that sometimes to hold that breast chain up there.
Okay, and that was called a single tree, or?
Well, the single trees were back in here was out of wood. When you hooked them back behind where the pool was, that was out of wood, the single tree wood.
Yeah. Did y'all ever have men that would fix the tires of the wagon?
Yeah, we had an old blacksmith shop that got loose or something, or you just catch the town and he'd fix it. And
the iron?
Yeah, swank them up and make them tight on the wheel and all.
Now, those men are all gone now, aren't they? There's nobody.
Yeah, there used to be one in Georgetown. Mr. Schultz lived right behind me, and he's dead now. He used to be a blacksmithman. He could fix something like that. Boy, he fixed them down those buggers and wagons and things. But you don't all ever see a wagon now. That's a junk one.
Did you ride much horses, or?
Yeah, I used to have old horses. I'd ride, hunt the cows. Sometimes I'd ride a hunting. Ride one neighbor's house to the other. Getting ready to ride that on, had a saddle. I bought a little horse here from a grandchildren. Got there, rode it to ride some art, and the saddle all up here in another little trail I got up at that house.
Yeah. When you're plowing a horse, did you use two or just one?
When you break your land, you use two. In the heap of time, when you're cultivating, if you had a two-horse cultivating, you'd use two. And you walk behind, you plow one row at a time. It was on wheels. You'd have wheels walking on a hole of one handle on each plow. And you plow a whole row at it one trip. Most of them are just one plow stock. You just fly half the row and go up there and turn around and come back and plow the other half.
Yeah, and they used to use a kind of a plow that would turn up at both. Turn up a deep
furrow.
Yeah.
Middle buster, they call it.
That's right, middle buster.
Yeah.
Was there one you use on a hill? Different kind of plow?
Well, they had a little turning plow. Some of them had them on the hillside. They just turned the dirt and throw it one way.
A farmer told me they used to take bed springs and tie them behind a mule and drag the bed springs across the field to make it
level,
to break it up. Yeah. Or then some people would just use a thing with teeth in it, you know.
Yeah. Well, he finally got to use the old different kind of hairs with teeth in them. You can work your peanuts and things, went up on G-whizzes.
Yeah, G-whizzes.
Section hairs. And what's one of the other old things? Where do you hook a mule to it? Got all the teeth.
You got a top hire now, too.
Yeah.
You got teeth, and you have a board at the back of the plow. You know, your teeth run at a 45. You know, your board was on the back of the hire. It would tie the claws up and the board on the back of your plow.
With
level you rotate.
Yeah.
Good.
Farmers has come, good God, they've come somewhere, ain't they? Way back then.
Yeah.
They wouldn't been doing much farm if it didn't.
When you think about what they can use now and how they can break the ground real quick, but plowing was a real art back in those days, wasn't it?
Oh.
Just to get the mule to go straight.
That's right. G and a haw.
G, make them turn.
Yeah, make
right.
G to the right and haw to the left, I mean.
Yeah. How did y'all call? Would he call his animals?
They had mine. Yeah, one of them didn't have too many. They had them all named. The old cow, that named Bestie, Susan, whatever name, different names. They had them named. I used to have go, you all see when I go y'all feed my brood sow, they had a, they got the whole run of the home place. I got it on the hog wire fence and all brood sows over. And you can go in and just drive your truck in there and blow the horn, and here they come. Everywhere they're coming in.
Uh-huh.
And you can get on that. I drive along half, I got some of my window just be pouring the corn out there right behind me. Right behind me. Right. They want you to pull out that supplement. They'll trot behind you till you pull them out for supplement, and then they'll stop and go to eat, and they ain't wanting that corn.